Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radio apps and phones towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I'm so grateful and so appreciative that you care to be attuned, because there are so many other places and things that you could be attuning to. So I do not take it for granted. The Meeting of the Inner Circle is always intended to provide us with some support in realizing the real I that sees through every eye, in realizing how absolutely blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, to put us in a place and space where we are really consciously caring to exalt the blessedness of our being by caring to be blessings unto everyone and everywhere. Through all times, all circumstances, and all situations, there is a way in which we should be working now in light of how much sickness, illness, dis-ease, despair, degradation, violation, and attempt to put us in a place where we are not caring, not loving, not well, not consciously attuning to that which is our light, our truth, our peace. Being poised in the presence of the absolute and being poised as points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that which beats our hearts and breathes us, that constitutes the oneness of existence and the harmony of the whole, is love exacting. And so I am always caring to make sure that you are getting more of what you require in order to stand in the light of the truth of who you are. I'm the one who really wants you to feel the entitlement to stand in the light of the truth of that which you truly are, to accept it, to claim it, to want it, to be on fire for it, and to know that we are able to transcend, transform, and transmute everything into our greater good, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what the appearances are. When we care to truly be harmonized in the light and the love and the peace and the poise and the power of who we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, the issue for us is coming to realize what is required in order to really be in the integrity of the truth of ourselves, and to be able to transcend and go beyond all of the names and the limited frames of reference that we have given ourselves based upon race and sex and nation and gender and preference and politics and all of the things that have constituted divisiveness, so that we are not acknowledging the oneness of our personal and collective reality. Being mindful, being care-filled, being aware that there is that which we each can do to make a difference in the world, to be the difference in the world, to be in a place and space where we're laying a better foundation for the children of the world, everywhere that they are. To know that as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, that that is what we are born to do. Whether we have children come through our own loins and wombs or not. But to be rightly attuned to life, to know that it is in the exaltation of a full life's urge that we get leverage over those things which undermine us at our cellular functioning, oppress us at our cellular functioning, create so much acidity and toxicity and insufficient oxygenation and dehydration and insufficient mineralization that creates all of the sickness, the illness, the disease. And so we're in such an auspicious time because there are so many light bearers and light beings. There are so many ones within the angelic realms and the ancestral realms and the realm of the ancients that are providing us with the insights and the direct downloads so that we are able to really triumph over the situations and circumstances that we are in a now moment where we are being called to rise, and our resurrection has to be by virtue of our individual efforts, and that the many of us cannot depend upon the few to do for us what we are should be doing for ourselves in caring to be completely cleared from the trauma and the drama and the adulteration and the pain and the struggles and the resentments and the anger and all of that that constitutes the frustration that we have, where we are consistently and continuously anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating ourselves because we just don't feel as divine as we truly are. And we've accepted sinfulness as our nature. We've accepted lies and deceit from the miseducational systems and the religious mistrainings and all of the culture of death that we have been immersed in, that has been poisoning us from the time that we were children. And now that we are no longer children, we have to remember that we always had duty, obligation, and responsibility to understand how to be obedient and to know that there is a virtue in our obedience, because our true parentage is beyond those ones that we have come through. Our true parentage is from the eternal, from the lawgiver, that which is inherent in existence, that constitutes the order of existence. And that order has to be resonant within our own caring selves, our own selves, to come to that place where we are willing to do whatever it takes to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and to stand as a resurrected people. And to have an understanding and an understanding of the oneness of existence, but to also understand that as intelligences of existence, not as black people and white people and red people and brown people, but as intelligences of existence, we are breatharian first. And our bodies are 80% water or more, and that the water is the medium of intelligence that is programmable, and that as we are consciously caring to reconstitute our bodies with each and every breath and every beat of our heart to being in harmony with the elements of existence itself, with the earth, with the sun, with the air, with the water, with the minerals, then we have the opportunity to truly anchor that which is absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth in every fiber of our being. And as we are centered in the love of existence, as we are caring to be clearer and cleaner vehicles and vessels of that absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, and potency. See, this is beyond money. Regaining and reclaiming the light of the truth of ourselves is the real work that we should be about. understanding that the traps in this realm are in the sensuality and the sexuality and the materiality. So those things cannot constitute what it is you're living for. They cannot really be the fullness of your desire and be your daily motivation in terms of what it is you're working towards and what it is you're acquiring and all of that, that in this now moment, because we have been under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide that affects absolutely everyone of every hue, everywhere, that it matters that we care to respond correctly and directly by doing nothing to undermine ourselves, doing everything we possibly can to be cleared and cleansed and purified from the weapons of mass destruction, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, the pharmaceuticals, and to facilitate the cellular liberation as a result of the methodology of oppression being to oppress us at our cellular functioning. To understand the wholeness of this, to understand that there is no greater political consciousness you can have than vivid self-expression and self-representation in the light of the truth of who we be as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that constitutes the whole of existence itself, of which the earth is about as big as the period at the end of a sentence in this universe. And so caring to be cleared, caring to be ordered, caring to be obedient, caring to walk in the fullness of all of who we were born to be as these points of the presence of the absolute is that which would really give us the greater degrees of harmony. Because a lot of people are continually talking about, well, we should come together, we should come together, and there's no coming together. Even those who are together are not necessarily on the same accord, are not necessarily motivated by the same motivations, have the same commitments. But where we are able to cultivate a conscious caring to be fully aligned and attuned to the order of existence, the laws of existence, the will of existence itself, so that we do nothing to undermine ourselves, and after having undermined ourselves for so long that we will accept the opportunity to be forgiven and forgive ourselves, because life is not holding anything against us. Life is always supporting us with each and every breath and everything that we cannot even begin to imagine or fathom. We are dependent upon elements of existence that we do not know even exist for our being. And those things that we rush around for and consciously be caring to acquire this and have that and hoard this and do all of these things to the detriment of yourself, you will miss yourself. And if you've missed yourself in your living, then it comes to a point where you truly never lived. Working every day for a dollar and paying bills and buying things does not constitute a real living. When you do things to undermine yourself that facilitate a real dying. And there are too many of us that are impacted and affected with the high blood pressure, the HIV, the AIDS, the diabetes, the cancer, the lupus, the sarcoidosis, and the list goes on and on and on, so that we have to realize that there is nothing that we can do that makes a greater sense than reclaiming our lives and enhancing our life force and understanding how to facilitate it so that we are able to teach it and to give it to our children and to do the damage control as a result of following the commercialism and following the sublimation and following a capitalistic agenda and following those who've been wrong for so long. Our time is now. now to accept correction. Our time is now to understand how to be in the light of the truth of this supreme intelligence that is all there is. This is the even playing field that the intelligence of existence has been so intelligent that it has gifted itself to absolutely every one of us. And we don't have to be envious or jealous of each other because we're all complementary. There is beauty and there is depth and there is talent and skill and ability in everybody. The issue is that the cleaner you become, the greater your leverage, the more of access you have to yourself, your DNA activation to be able to really transmute everything towards your greater good, where nothing can work against you because you are wise enough to do nothing against yourself. It matters what we're living for. It matters that we care to be living on behalf of life itself. It matters that we see ourselves bigger and we have a greater conscious care to walk in the greatness of who we are on behalf of all of the great ones whose names we can call and all of those whose names we will never know. To live to honor those who have sacrificed for us. To live to be a greater blessing for those who depend upon us. To be in the mindfulness of the power that we have when we would care to really clear and cleanse ourselves from the weapons of mass destruction that are permeating and penetrating every fiber of our being as a result of being fed the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored NutraSweet, Aspartame, Splenda, Equal, White Sugar, and all of this stuff that has undermined us to the degree to which we don't really care. And those ones who feel as though they have been given the badges and guns and their license to be able to kill, and their killing means nothing. They can just kill anybody at any time because they can lie and act as if there was some reason for it, but there's no reason for it. Except you're out of order, you're out of alignment, you don't know who you are is this point of the presence of the absolute, and so you can serve the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil and create more divisiveness and more chaos and more harm and more pain and more violation. Because the blood is tainted with the rot of the carcasses, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, the coffee. Doesn't matter what hue of people you are. You understand, when people put on uniforms and robes and white coats and this and that, then they feel like they're holier than everybody else, and then they have the right to determine who lives and who dies. Hospitals get away with killing people every day, and nothing can be done about it. And so the people themselves, we ourselves, have to stop participating in undermining ourselves so that we have leverage over a system that is a death culture, of which the churches are co-conspirating. The educational system is co-conspirating. And business, the corporate entities and deities of death. But there are more of us who literally are coming into our own, coming into the remembrance of the light of the truth of ourselves. There are those of us who are raising up and we are experiencing greater mental and spiritual awareness and expanded consciousness on a daily basis, that we are consciously carrying, affecting every part of our environment, understanding the connectedness between ourselves and Mother Earth and each and every one of us. Now is our time to tap in, tune in, and be turned on to the truth of ourselves as living intelligences, as those who have responsibility, duty, and obligation to flip this script, to put us in a place and space where we are our own salvation and we are our own saviors, and we're not waiting for one, but we are all consciously caring to function in the oneness of love that harmonizes us with all of life itself. Everything responds to love. But you run from it because you don't want to be disciplined. But discipline is a part of the process of coming into yourself, coming into your greatness. You're disciplined about certain things. But being disciplined in regaining your footing and your stature as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, reclaiming your divinity, reclaiming your rightness, your right alignment, consciously caring to walk in the integrity of the truth of who you are as living beings, as points and presence of the eternal, as embryonic gods and goddesses dwelling in this realm of eternity. With the power to create, to be able to see it, to claim it, to give thanks for it, to stand in the truth of knowing your own care and effort to apply yourself wholeheartedly to being whole. And nobody can take yourself away from you when you've regained your true self. See, and we find that people who get and create intentional communities can be bombed and undermined, put off the land. You understand? See, there's no real ownership here. And then when we think that we do own it, then it can be taken. Because we are dealing with those who are inherently bullish. You understand? They covet other ones' everything. And so, but when we own the now moment in realigning ourselves and consciously caring to dwell in the reality of the eternity, to see how much more of existence lies beyond this realm, to attune ourselves by consecrating the body temple, by consciously clearing and cleansing daily, so that you are always becoming more of the who that you truly are. And when we are truly wise enough to cultivate a wholehearted desire and passion for being in love with the light of supreme intelligence, being in love with the laws that govern our being, being in love with ourselves, to the degree to which we consciously care to honor and to glorify our ultimate parent reality that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and to invoke and call forth the greatness of our inheritance and heritage in the activation of our DNA and the conscious invocation. In calling forth the greatness. Also being wise enough and caring enough to rebuke and revoke any commitments that you've made in this lifetime or any previous lifetime that does not serve your good in this now moment. Sometimes people say, well, I can't give up my chicken, and I can't give up this, and I can't give up that. And I'm saying you would rather give up your life than give up feeding off a carcass of a dead animal. Really. You would rather forfeit the true power and potency of who you are as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence so that you are able to indulge your passion for the flesh of a dead animal. You would rather continue to create sickness, illness, and disease where you can't hardly breathe and you can't hardly walk and you can't hardly do anything in any degree of comfort because you refuse to do what's in your best interest, rebuke and revoke any commitments that you have made in being in a place and space where you are unreceptive to the light of supreme intelligence that is your birthright. So that you stand in the light of the truth of who you are. So that you are able to invoke and call forth light everywhere and to help somebody else get there. We can't just think that giving people a few nickels and dimes and whatnot when they're asking for money at the streetlights, that is real help of somebody. The real help that we need to be right now is our helping ourselves into the light of the supreme intelligence that we each are, so that we are reconciled and restored in the truth of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that which is referred to as God. And there are those who are delusional to think that there is some victory and triumph that people who have not made commitments to walking in their light, walking in their truth, standing in harmony with the intelligence of existence, there's no leverage you can have politically over those who have no love, no light, no care for you. There's no leverage that you can have emotionally or physically or any of that when you are a detriment to yourself. There is no way that you can bring all of us together and just sign petitions and affect any change in this realm, because these people are intended to make sure that we are powerless. That's why they make sure that we have access to all manners of things that undermine us at the cellular level, poison us, put us in a place and space where there is more money being generated off of our sickness, illness, and disease than all of the sugar cane, than all of the tobacco, than all of the cotton, than all of the products that we were enslaved to bring to market. We are in a now moment where this is our time to answer the call to rise. We are being called to our resurrection, to get off the path of death onto the path of eternal life, and to realize that in this now moment, if you don't care, to answer that call. If you don't care to raise completely up, if you don't care to be a blessing in the lives of those that you have come through on behalf of those that you didn't allow to come, and those who've come through you and those who've yet to come, then you will truly miss yourself. And no matter how much money you have, you would not have ever really prospered. And we're here to relish in the reverence, the worship, the celebration, the exaltation, the phenomenalness, the blessedness of being, and knowing that that which is the source of our being is the source of all good, all supply, all wealth, all riches. And we can't really have it fully if we don't have and tap into the fullness of ourselves in aligning ourselves in the virtues of character that are consistent with who we are as vehicles and vessels of its absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, and potency. Because we are the prosperity. You're in tune to the meeting of and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are not familiar with me, I'm the regular producer and host of the Meeting of the Inner Circle. I find myself speaking to the issues of our global resurrection as a result of being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. It affects absolutely everyone and everything. And we cannot afford to be in a place where we are thinking that to be about the liberation of Africans or black people or Negroes or whatever is going to be logistically possible where you have no commitment to the liberation of all. To be committed to liberation is to be committed to law. And as quiet as it's kept, there is no real liberation that could ever come with a commitment to struggle. To struggle means that we're not willing to accept the fullness of the responsibility to understand how to use the laws that govern us, and that there is law that governs all of existence itself, and nobody is exempt. So when we are dealing with those and are being dealt with by those who are lawless, then our greatest degree of leverage comes when we care to be fully acclimated and harmonized within the laws. The law of love, the law of sowing, taking responsibility for what it is we're seeing, what it is we're saying, what it is we're doing, what our hands are participating in, and to know that in this now moment, it's crucial that we realize that we are represented and are representing lineages of people. And that regardless of what hue of people we are, everybody is in need of the greatness of themselves to be able to tap into who they are, their gifts, their talents, their skills, and their abilities to be in a place where they are fully activated as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And I know it's not the easiest thing to accomplish, but it's necessary. And to be in a mindset where we are set mentally to take responsibility for going deeper and reaching higher, to be in a place and space where we're exalting the beauty of life, the divinity of existence, the sacredness and the sanctity of life, and to no longer participate in the usurpation, the capitalization, the bastardization of other beings and feeding off of their carcasses, defiling our own bloodstreams, anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, and stupefying ourselves and our children. We have to realize what is and what are the foundational issues in terms of what has culminated over the years that put us in a place and space where we have been so adversely impacted and affected, and see the pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, despair, depression, oppression, subjugation, violation, incarceration, and all of that which we are witnessing that has affected our family members, our youth. And as those of us who care to truly have true meaning and significance in our lives, and it is necessary that we really clear our emotional traumas and dramas and realize that we've been socialized on a path of adulteration, so that by 21 we were labeled adult, no longer what the Creator intended. We know shame, game, blame, guilt, all manners of indiscretions and things that put us in a place where we won't discuss what we've done and what was done to us because of the trauma that it's affected. And now 20 years later, 30 years later, 40 years later, yesterday, we are still carrying the burdens of those activities and things that now have created cellular memory and put us in a place and space where it's very difficult to feel worthy and deserving. It's very difficult to feel divine. And when we're smoking and drinking and trying to anesthetize the pain, the frustration, and all of that, so that those of us who are dealing with these things, we have to come to a place where it really matters, because the spirit that we each are, the spirit that dwells in these bodies, is greater than anything that man can create. But we have to activate it. We have to dwell in that thought. We have to allow ourselves to be consistently reminded every time we look up to realize that we are already in heaven, that the earth is spinning in space. And no matter what she has gone through in terms of the earthquakes, the floods, the drought, the fires, the ice ages, whatever, she is still spinning in flotation and rotation within the realm of eternity already. And we are in the now moment where it is our blessing that we're the beneficiaries of the gifts, the labor, the service, the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies, the truths that so many ones have come to know and make available to us to make easier our way. So our best bet is to get out of our own way and understand that we cannot win in fighting anything, because to fight anything is to truly be fighting oneself. To fight freedom means that, you know, and we have to look at the language that we inherited over the years, you know, our freedom fighters. But to fight freedom is to be in a place where we are not taking responsibility. We're following those that are the usurpers, those ones who are the oppressors. We've taken on their ways. We've taken on their food. We have stepped out of alignment with who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that would have us function as co-creators in existence and take responsibility for creating heaven on earth as it is in the heavens. So shall it be upon the earth as it is in our minds, so shall we manifest in our world. And as we are under the edict to rise for the exaltation of the divine feminine, to realize that every last one of us are under the authority of that which is much greater than us, the greatness of us, and our unwillingness to be obedient, our unwillingness to change our ways, our unwillingness to really knock and ask and see. Because what I've seen over the period is that our miseducation has somehow put us in a place where we no longer feel the responsibility to seek the truth. Those ones who have gained professional status as a result of their educational matriculations and the degrees that they've gotten, and master's degrees and PhDs and doctors and lawyers and whatnot, feel as though they only have responsibility to that which they've studied and to the statutes and the agreements and the things that have already been written, and so therefore they do not apply themselves to seeking and asking and knocking for a true solution. And those of us who've become educated, we often find ourselves in a position where we are the ones putting the band-aids on the cancers and acting as if we should not be applying ourselves towards the true healing that needs to happen now. Whether we are nurses or psychiatrists or medical doctors or surgeons or whatnot. And so where we find those ones who have become very conscious and conscientious about a better way, because it weighed on their consciousness to be pill pushers. It weighed on their consciousness to see how many more people were coming forward with the heart attacks and the strokes, and how many more surgeries, and how much more money, and how little insurance. I'm just saying is that we are in a now moment where we must take responsibility for our own living, for our own lives, to come to a place and space where we are intensely intentional in living to truly optimize and maximize the gift that we've been given, to realize that we all have no greater wealth than the wealth of ourselves. And that mindfulness, that caring, has to be applied in our lives. Why? Because when we are careless and mindless and thoughtless and we're just following the scripts and the programs towards our own demise, it affects our children. It affects our grandchildren. It's affected our parents and those who find themselves having to deal with their parents as their parents are aging under the effect of Alzheimer's and dementia and Parkinson's and other issues and neurological diseases and whatnot. This is not an easy thing to do if you do not have the patience, if you do not have the know-how, if you do not understand what the root of the issue is in terms of us having been fed that which had no substance for decades. So that, for all intents and purposes, the majority of the people are in a state of starvation. Nutritional deficiencies that have robbed them of the capacity to be regenerative, robbed them of the wealth of themselves, the light of themselves, the truth of themselves, the capacity for aligning and realigning with that which is the source of being. And even though we may give lip service to it and everybody has God on the lips and call on God and God and God and God, but not caring to function as God, not caring to have the right alignment, the righteousness, the wisdom, the love, the clarity, the cleanliness that facilitates it, we're in a now moment that is requiring us to truly take responsibility for what we're choosing, what it is we're eating, what it is we're doing, what it is we're saying, because we have that power to recreate ourselves using the faculties that we've been given in our capacity to imagine a thing, to see it, to feel good about it, to empower it by claiming and knowing that which you have a full desire for, where it adds to your wholeness, then you are truly worthy. Worthy and deserving of it. But what deficiency has done for us, it's created a unsureness, doubt, fear, mistrust. And as a result of all of the chemicals that are laden in the fish that you're eating, the tuna, the sardines, the salmon, the crabs, the lobsters, or what all of that, plus the chickens, the turkeys, the cows, the pigs, and any other creature that you may be feasting on, those that you're trapping, your squirrels and your possums and your deer for those who hunt. Say they may not have all of the chemicals that the commercial food has, but because they're out here, you cannot guesstimate or estimate whatever else they may have as a result of being out. We have to realize that regardless of how well an animal is fed or how it's killed, the fact that it has to rot, decay, and decompose in our bodies is the real issue. The reality that we do not have the hydrochloric acids to liquefy it, to convert it into anything that's going to truly benefit us, because we're living beings and feeding off of that which is dead, is taxation on our organs. And the fact that it takes up to 72 hours to process one serving of flesh, so that if you're eating flesh three times a day, then that means it takes a week to process one day. And this is why we're seeing the accumulation over time and why so much colon cancer and so much polyps and why they're recommending that you are always being tested for all kinds of cancers and whatnot, because they understand that the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, tobacco, the white flour and the white flour products and the sugar and whatnot are those things that create cancer. And so I'm the one who is encouraging us not to wait. Don't wait to be diagnosed. If you've been feeding off of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar all of your life and you're still doing it, now is the time to make commitments to your living, make commitments to really clearing and cleansing, making commitments to get rid of the high blood pressure and all of the issues that have come as a result of the body not being given what it really requires. And we have to realize that as we are getting stronger in these commitments to life, as we are ever more successful in doing the clearing, the cleansing, as a way of really consecrating our body temples through the process of purification so that the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses are able to be completely re-enthroned in the body temple. Because this is where we meet God, get to know God. This is where we commune with God. This is where we become godly, is within these temples. And as a methodology of oppression, to oppress us at our cellular functioning by feeding us that which has no substance, no minerals, nothing that the body needs, but then we crave it, we want it, we gotta have it. You understand? And we justify it. But it's totally antithetical to what it is to be human, to do that which undermines oneself and to undermine our children, and to understand that as long as we do that, there's no amount of money that can truly make the difference in our living, because we are undermining ourselves. And after a while, the cells will begin to dysfunction. After a while, the organs and the glands will begin to dysfunction, to put us in a place where we know pain and inflammation and disdain and depression and all manners of things, and we become targets for whatever fears are coming forward. We're in a now moment where we have the opportunity to walk as liberated beings, to be freed from all of this, but you have to be committed, and you have to recommit and commit and commit and recommit and recommit and recommit and recommit like you're breathing. The way that we're living and whether we're loving, the way that we're being, and not just the way that we're acting, it begins to truly show who it is we serve, what it is we serve. And because the intelligence of existence is the even playing field, everybody has been given so much of it. It beats all of our hearts and breathes us. We've become living spirits and souls as a result of its presence and its intelligence charged on every fiber of our being. We've been designed divinely and divinely designed so that we are able to have the experience of self-realization, self-actualization, and harmonization with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, the wholeness that is required in order for us to really have success in this realm, in becoming all of who we are as these points of the presence of the Absolute. Each generation becoming more dynamic than the previous one. Each generation having love enough, light enough, wisdom enough to refine and perfect the system of things so that each generation has greater access to the greatness of themselves. Every day is a day that we should be exalting a full effort in our living. Every day is a day where we are able to expand our reach, to make commitments, to give the gift of our love and our self. to be in a place where we are knowing that with each and every breath we have another opportunity to think a greater thought, to change the direction we're going if we're not pleased with what's shown up. To know that in this now moment we have access to everything that we could possibly require. But we have to be willing to do that which is truly in our own best interest consistently over time. And to know that years and years and years of hot dogs and hamburgers and lunch meats and all of that has created a concentration and a saturation of nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHC and synthetic chemicals that were in our breakfast cereals and whatnot, that these things are in our brain, our pineal glands, our organs and whatnot. And this is what we're seeing impacting and affecting so many of our elders and even the younger ones. Our 30-some-year-olds are dying quickly now from cancer and aneurysms and whatnot. We cannot literally continue to serve a system that licenses the miseducation, the violation, and the usurpation of ourselves, that poison, literally poison our children. We cannot continue to work for these companies. And but while we're working, then you have to really care to invest in yourself, invest in your clearing, your cleansing, invest in being renewed, rebirth, regenerated, rejuvenated, made whole. Rejoice in the opportunity that you have to even generate a greater way, a greater living, to be on purpose with the intelligence of existence. There's only really one purpose, and that's to exalt the intelligence that we each are, to know that we are all complementary to one another, and that that which we have the opportunity to do in regaining our footing upon the path of light, that which we have the opportunity to do to plant our feet squarely in the soils of absolute truth, to reach up continuously, to be bathed in the light of truth, of the eternal, and to know that whatever the violations, trespasses, sinfulness, whatever we've done, we can be completely cleared and cleansed of the violation, but we have to accept it. But we can't continue to punish ourselves and feel undeserving when life has not abandoned us. We still have heartbeat. We're still breathing, which is the evidence that God is still there. And so just clearing the way, consciously caring to do that which is truly in our own best interest, in exalting a full effort and a full life's urge, loving ourselves enough to forgive ourselves and to forgive all else, to be in a consistent state of giving, to know that that's the secret to how it is we continuously prosper, because life is giving itself to us consistently and continuously. And if we just learn to do what it does, if we just care more to have a greater impact and influence in the world, to commit our own talent, skills, and abilities to the service of love and light and wisdom and truth, to be in a place where we're not just well-rounded, we're 360 degrees of love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, and phenomenal vivid self-expression as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and that we walk the face of this earth as conscious immortals dwelling in the reality of the now moment of eternity and taking opportunity to affirm ourselves, declare it, to reprogram every atom and every cell of our being in that light so that we are reversing all of the issues that have begun to crystallize in our tissues under the belief system that we're supposed to be dying from something when we should not be dying at all. And the transition that we should make from the earth is not a transition of death. It's a graduation from the class of earth residency, being birthed into the spirit worlds as embryonic gods and goddesses, to continue our growth and elevation as conscious immortals. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.